Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, we've been talking about neurodiversity affirming therapy throughout the month of October. So for families, I guess to kind of wrap things up, how do moms and dads get started in the whole topic?
Yeah, so the first thing is finding a therapist who specializes in neurodiverse children and explicitly mentions neurodiversity affirming therapy in their practice. It's important to ask questions about their experience and how they tailor therapy to the child's unique needs and their beautiful brain.
Okay, so once we've figured that out, where we're going to be going, and I'm hoping it's at Eckert Center, but we'll get more on that in a moment. What happens once a parent finds the right therapist?
Okay, so it starts with an initial intake or consultation. During this session, the therapist will gather information about your child's strengths, where they're having challenges, and any environmental situations that the child is finding stressful. From there, they'll work with you to help develop a personalized therapy plan for your child.
Okay, and for that first session, I'm guessing parents should maybe do a little homework, be ready, and not just try to think of it off the top of their head when they go in.
Well, yes, preparation is helpful. So to come prepared with notes on what your child's strengths are, what their struggles are, and what works for them. So I always say that parents know so much about their kids that they are truly the wise guides. So if they can think about the routines that are successful for their kids, what causes stress, and any specific goals that they have for therapy, this will really help the psychologist get a full picture and create a more tailored approach.
Okay. Now, will the school of the child be involved somehow?
Yeah. If school challenges are a factor, Mike, it's great to get involved with the teacher. Many psychologists work with teachers to ensure accommodations are in place, whether that's sensory-friendly environments or modified assignments.
Okay. Now, Kimberly, sounds like a really thoughtful, individualized approach. So if parents are ready to explore neurodiversity-affirming therapy, what is the next step?
Okay. So they can reach out to a therapist for initial consultation to see how this approach could benefit their child. It's all about finding the right fit for your family.
Okay, wonderful advice as always. Thanks again, Kimberly, for this whole series on neurodiversity therapy. And thank you to our listeners for going along with us. If you've missed anything along the way, don't forget you can learn more by checking out eckertcenter.com and listening to the podcast. And I'm going to say that you do have some neurodiversity affirming therapists on your team.
Absolutely. So I am so honored that I have a team that are so skilled, so compassionate, and so capable of helping children and teens with neurodiversity brains really move from shame to confidence, right? So that's what we're really talking about here, is making sure that they are affirmed for who they are and who God made them, and that they work with their therapist to use their strengths and also to manage the obstacles or challenges they're facing.
Okay. Well, I know you have a great team over there at Eckert Center. So check out eckertcenter.com and perhaps maybe a free initial visit too. Thanks for blessing our Shine family with those, Kimberly. We've got a contest on the contest page at shinefm.com, and you could get that free initial visit.